Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, January 17th. Stocks are getting hit hard in all major markets this morning. So in the U.S., you have S&P futures down 21 points. That's about 44 basis points. Nasdaq futures are underperforming, down 93 points. That's 55 basis points. And then you have Dow futures down about 140 points, which is about 40 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices down about 90 basis points to 1.1%. Broad selling in Europe. Most major subgroups are getting hit hard. The areas of most underperformance are basic resources, retail, luxury, real estate, energy, and utilities. So the areas levered most to growth, China, and lower yields are all lagging the most in Europe. And then in Asia, the Hang Seng plunged 3.7%. The Shanghai Comp dropped 2%. Japan outperformed, falling about 30 to 40 basis points. So, you know, I think for people who were nervous about the market being a little too euphoric and ahead of itself, you know, that certainly is correcting in the last several sessions. For this morning, there are kind of three main areas of negativity. First being China data. So you had a lot of Q4 and December economic numbers out. Not necessarily as dire as some of the headlines are portraying them, but certainly underwhelming on property investment, on retail sales, decelerated, fell short of expectations, population growth, which is a major driver of long-term economic health of any country. You know, population decline accelerated. The overall GDP numbers were relatively in line with expectations. They were pre-announced yesterday morning, so that's really not the big story. It's more kind of the December figures. You had ongoing disinflation, the GDP deflator, stayed in disinflationary territory. So, you know, relatively grim picture of China. And then you know, there's obviously a lot of talk and chatter about stimulus, but as we saw Sunday night where they left the MLF rate unchanged, you know, for a variety of reasons, they are not acting as aggressively as I think investors would like them to, in terms of fiscal and monetary stimulus. You know, as far as technical factors are concerned, rarely has a big equity market, rarely have the technical factors been this favorable as far as positioning sentiment and valuations regarding China. People have a lot of people are very justified in being this gloomy, but technical setup, you know, is growing increasingly bullish by the day. So that's area of negativity number one. China data number two is the UK CPI reaccelerated in December, came in firmer than expected, both on headline and core. The reacceleration in December CPIs is a global phenomenon. So we saw this in the US, we saw it in the EU, we saw it in Canada yesterday, and now we're seeing it in the UK. So the CPIs, you know, the disinflationary process, it's not going to be a linear one. There will be setbacks along the way. We saw it in December. You know, I think the broader trend is still for ongoing disinflation and for prices, inflation to cool further in the coming months and quarters. But December, that was not the case. So that is area of negativity number two. Area of negativity number three is hawkish ECB rhetoric, or rather pushback to market expectations for rate cuts. So this has been another kind of big theme, really going back to the summer, whereby central bankers have been battling the WIRP. The WIRP page on Bloomberg, I keep referring to it, it shows the rate cut expectations for all the major markets. So US, Europe, UK, Japan. It's very easy to kind of pull up and just get a snapshot. So since the summer, central bankers have been battling that page, the expectations that are shown on that page. And since the summer, that page has been winning as far as data coming in line with what markets were anticipating for a rate cut. So, you know, if you go back over the last several months, it's the central bankers that have been correcting themselves in a dovish direction, their forward guidance. So they're still battling it. Lagarde was out this morning in Davos talking about how the ECB will be cutting rates, but probably in the summer, not in the spring. The expectation on the ECB for the upcoming meeting in March is only about 20% odds for a rate cut, but the odds for a move in April are nearly 100%. So, you know, I think you're seeing these tiny adjustments take place, but similar with disinflation, the broader theme in monetary policy is a huge pivot this year versus the last 2 years in a dovish direction. And again, we can quibble about the timing and perhaps even the pace and magnitude, but I think the broader theme is one that is supportive of stocks And in the case of the Fed, you're going to have rate cuts, not only rate cuts, but also the quantitative tightening process is very likely to be slowed as well. And just quickly going back to the Waller remarks yesterday, you know, I know the takeaway was that he was hawkish and you saw rates rise and stocks fall. And so that's an easy narrative to spin. But if you actually read the text of the speech, he was actually very dovish. You know, he gave a big speech at the end of November that was also very dovish. The market's up over 200 points since then on the S&P. So that type of language doesn't carry the same punch that it once did. But the commentary that he made about just the progress toward inflation, you know, he's not concerned about easing financial conditions, et cetera, all that was very dovish. He did caution markets not to expect a very rapid rate cutting process when the cycle begins. But I think in general, again, the broader themes are disinflation and monetary easing this year versus, you know, what we've been seeing now for the last 2 years. So long story short, China data, UK CPI, ECB rhetoric are driving this morning's price action. You really didn't get anything major last night in the US on earnings. You didn't really get anything all that important in Europe this morning on earnings either. Remember, the Q4 season is somewhat drawn out. You don't get the huge volume of reports every morning and evening. It kind of lingers. You get a few important names, you know, really going into February and early March. You know, so you don't get that. You don't get a very quick snapshot of earnings. It's kind of just this lingering catalyst. For today in the U.S., you get a lot of economic data, including retail sales, import-export prices, industrial manufacturing production, NAHB housing index. You're going to get the Fed's beige book at 2 o'clock. And then you get a few earnings. But again, none of these are kind of really going to be all that important. Before the open, Citizens, Schwab, U.S. Bank. After the close, Alcoa, Discovery. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, January 17th. Thank you for listening.